All right, be ready to be provoked. We are going to move you into March 2020. 2022. All right. What we have today are provocative skits meant to provoke you. And these ideas came out of the Appreciative Inquiry Workshop. So we took all these wonderful, fabulous ideas, and we mixed them all together, and then we tried to figure out a way to present most of them. But we do have them all written down and safely kept. So let us begin. Matilda? Yes, I just wanted to call you and tell you I love the new whiteboard that you put up in the office. I'm so glad that you decided to put the committee meetings on another board, because there's so much going on here, we'd never be able to fit it all, but I can't believe how much you fit on there. Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe all the things that are going on around here. I mean, I'm going to have to move in next door just to be able to take all these classes and do all this stuff. I really like the way you put the red for the child care, but do you think we're going to need two child minders and two rooms for that parenting class? It's really quite big now. Yeah. Well, can you take care of that? Thanks. Great. Boy, I think we're really lucky that the 12 of the 20 chalice circles are meeting off-site. We'd never have enough room, would we? Oh, yeah, the book clubs, too. And wow, don't you just love the new kitchen in the fellowship hall? It's so nice to be able to open it up so that other people can come in and cook. And boy, do I love meeting all those people who can cook. Well, I need to go right now. I've got a presentation that I'm going to be making to the staff meeting. I just wanted to say thank you so much for keeping us so organized. I'm so excited about all the things that are going on here.
Okay, Charlie, do we have the internet connection to the Caldwell Church? Okay, it's up.
Yeah.
And we've
Caldwell and BSU.
Okay. Okay, well, I think we've got the webinar set up, so we can start.
We begin our staff meeting this lovely April morning by lighting our virtual chalice. To true UU, Treasure Valley Unitarian Universalist Church, its affiliate regional congregations and beyond, this is a church of inquiring minds, open arms and hearts. We will begin today's meeting with a special presentation from the chair of the campus development team.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come and show you this. I wanted to show you just an idea of what I have, our committee has done before we presented to the congregation and to the board. Okay. So here we are. I've got this worked out, and remember, this is only a draft, but I think it's pretty exciting. You know, we've raised all the funds we need to get going, so we just need to decide what we're going to be doing. So here you can see on the map that I've got the walkthrough time. It's finally finished, and we've got three school groups a month coming to learn about evolution. Right here, we've got our bus parking lot. That bus was such a great idea, and we've had no parking problems since we did that, and we've got some new bike racks and things, and you know, the carpool incentive program, it's working like a dream. I mean, who wouldn't want fresh produce from our garden? So here you can see, too, that I've put the new wing on here, and we're just going to have to decide if we want it to be two stories. If we do that, we're going to have an elevator. But you know what? If we have an elevator, we can put a second story or a balcony in the sanctuary, maybe even a choir loft. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, you can see here the fellowship hall, and like I said before, that new commercial kitchen is in there, and it's so wonderful. And the expanded parking and the bike racks are here. Well, I didn't get this on here, but we've got the basketball court that all the kids come from the neighborhood. You know, I found that since we have the neighborhood really coming onto the site, that the vandalism problem has not been a problem. So we're really fortunate that way. And we've got more parking, of course. And now here I've got here this community and youth center. We've got such a big youth group. We've got to have some place to put them. And, you know, they like to be apart. You know how teenagers are. And we also need to worry about noise because of the band that we've got going, too. So I guess one of the decisions we're going to have to make, too, is if we want this to be two stories, and that'll be an elevator as well. Right here, I'm showing our community gardens with the raised beds with a nice little drive here so we can get back there and we can get the produce to the market. So, well, what do you think? Do you think that the congregation and everybody will be getting excited about all this? Wow, I know. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for letting me come to your meeting.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. We're starting with an update on next month's Bridging Week from our minister to youth. Charlie?
Thanks, Bea. And I appreciate having you and Juan, our new social justice coordinator, jump in wherever you need to. First, we have buses arranged to bring BSU Society students and students from young people from Caldwell Starshine UU. And we'll be showing our Bridger Kids video, Starship Crew UU. Remind your committee chairs to turn in ticket money by this Sunday.
Charlie, did you see our Romanian exchange student's request for a little help with her homily?
Oh, she's ready. I've been through it. You'll be wowed.
Do you have a date for her farewell party yet? I've been holding your tentative date.
Go ahead and put it on the schedule. First Sunday afternoon in June, we've ordered picnic tents and everything we need.
Juan, do you have anything to add regarding the social justice part of Bridging Week?
Oh, yeah. We will have a Bridge graduate as assistant in each of our summer peace camp classes and our science camp that we're doing this summer. And looking ahead, enrollment in the rocket science class has such a long waiting list that we need to double the space and teachers for next year.
Woo-hoo. Have all your science teachers and helpers taken the rocket safety class?
Well, most of them have. We'll be done by the end of this month.
Good start, everyone. And now we'll take a short break while Cap hands out copies of the first draft for our All Treasure Poets anthology. Cap, can we mark our drafts?
Certainly. And we took your advice and organized poetry and readings by themes as they relate to this year's Chalice Circle topics.
Nicely done.
Thank you, team. This is the Appreciative Inquiry Task Force, and we'll be available after the service if you have any questions about what we're doing. So, it's fun to future trip. I love it. But let's take a deep breath and then another and come back to now. Good morning. It's wonderful to see all of you here now. We gather in this sacred space in the name of kindness, love, and hope. With open minds, open eyes, open ears, and open noses. Do you smell the coffee? We come to discover that which is the great bigger than. And today we had a glimpse of what could be. Wow. Just imagine. Provocative proposals represented in our skit today are meant to get the gears going in our minds, to deliberately excite, anger, challenge, and stimulate. How'd we do? Is your mind going? These proposals are meant to be a bridge between where we are now and where we could be in the future. They're meant to stimulate your imagination. Now, I'm about to talk about things we don't know about, as Will talked about, but come along for the ride with me. Eric Liu and Scott Brandon wrote a wonderful book called Imagination First. In the book, they defined imagination as the sense that things can be other than what they are, the capacity to conceive that which is not yet, the seed from which everything comes, the ability to rethink. Here's my favorite. The ability to conjure new realities. To look at things as if they could be otherwise. To look at things as though they could be otherwise. Uh-oh, that's change. Sometimes change is hard to get excited about. If you're like my husband, you may not sing Don't Be Afraid of Some Change during the gathering song. Or you might be one of those people who drags their heels till their shoes fall off. Change can be something that happens to you, or it can be something that you make happen. Both have their ups and downs. It is hard, however, to embrace change when you don't have a part in it, or when you don't see your place in it. Here at the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, we are in transition. There is change afoot, but there are tons of opportunities to be part of the change. You can be part of the molding, the sculpting, the organic growth of this beautiful home that we have. Just imagine that which is not yet. We began our transition process with Reverend Dana, looking at our history from all different vantage points and honoring it. Then came the Appreciative Inquiry Workshop, Your Dream Bubbles Today, and our presentation. We have a year-round stewardship team gathering and scattering who will keep us updated as to the wonderful things we do together. And when the new minister's search process begins, there will be surveys, there'll be discussion groups, there'll be meetings, all to figure out more of who we are individually and as a group, as a community, and who we want to become. We can all be part of the change, but it will take patience and practice. Eric and Scott, in their book, Imagination First, gives the reader 29 and a half practices to grow imagination. They believe that everyone has the capacity to grow their imagination through practice. The 29 and a half practices range from absurdly outrageous to common sense practical. Take, for instance, practice number 3, countering the fear of being foolish. They suggest imagination is unleashed by inverting inhibitions and creating permission to be foolish, silly, and not yourself, to let go of that inner critic. They suggest that when you make an error, you stand up and you shout, "How fascinating!" Believing that errors are indeed fascinating, and think about all your Freudian slips. They even go so far as to say that we need to practice being foolish so we can learn from it. Practice number 11. This is a fun one. Swap bodies. Become an avatar and see the world as someone else or something else. To not be you is a great liberator of the imagination. Imagine being me up here. Or imagine being that Sharpie writing what the hand wants it to write. Or imagine being purple. Practice number 13, chunk it. This is a common sense one. Break the process of imagination into chunks that are manageable and not debilitating. Start easy, get harder, and make it playful. Well, I can't tell you all of the 29 and a half practices, but I hope this has given you a little tantalizing tidbit. I'd like to suggest 5 practices for us here at Booth. during this time of change and transition. Practice listening and honoring the opinions of others. Practice keeping your mind open to outrageous ideas. Practice holding your tongue even when your gut says, shout! Practice constructive criticism and practice right relationships, whatever that means. We're going to have a workshop later on that. As a community supporting one another, we need to show up, stay committed, find the positive, look for new ways to do things, use our expanded practiced imaginations, and most importantly, trust. Trust each other, trust the process, trust the whatever, trust the great bigger than. The authors of Imagination First believe that everyone's imagination can grow and expand, but it takes practice. Today, our presentation was an opportunity for you to practice. Were you able to keep an open mind? Maybe look from another's eyes? Could you imagine the possibilities and chunk it? Are you ready to be foolish? You may get a chance. Did you get excited about what could be? I hope so, because there's more.
Hello, this is Dodge Ramjet with Boise UU Television and our sister station, Boise UU Radio. Listen to Burr when you want a hop to it news station that delivers heady commentary, and watch Boot when you know that sometimes that's what they need. I'm reporting live from the Idaho State House, where standing on the side of love shirts have become a constant at community meetings and protests. I'm speaking to
Bill Buffy.
Well, Bill, tell me what you're doing down here today.
Well, Dodge, we've been here for several days in a tent city to dramatize the plight of homeless people at the same time that the legislature is trying to pass the 60th tax break for the wealthy and businesses since 2014.
Looks like a pretty big group down here, staying down here. Who are some of your partners?
Well, we've totally taken to heart the philosophy that says nothing about us without us. So the biggest group are the folks from Idahoans Without a Home, which developed at the Interfaith Sanctuary, where our members continue to volunteer. That's where we learned about this action. We're here to support them, along with several other faith groups and some social change nonprofits like Transform Idaho and the Idaho Community Action Network. It's a broad coalition.
What do you hope to accomplish through these actions?
Well, we're both changing the debate and changing the outcomes. Ever since the Civil Disobedience Action in 2014 led to the passage of the Add the Words legislation in 2015, we've been a constant presence. And we've been making progress on human rights and economic justice issues. We're standing on the side of love whenever we can.
What do you mean by standing on the side of love?
It means living our values as Unitarian Universalists. We want to be standing on the side of people who are oppressed and have been left out. I think that standing on the side of love means to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Well, thank you, Bill. Well, that about wraps it up for me, Dodge Ramjet, coming to you from the Idaho State House. Keep listening to Burr and watching Boot to keep in touch with the real news.
A psychologist from Colorado once told me that when change is in the air, if you go with it and join it, that's your destiny. If you resist it and get dragged along, that's your fate. Now we will sing hymn number 1074 with the assistance of the wonderful Gwen Reed. Please rise in body or spirit. as we've gathered together, so we will depart. We'll close with the words of Gary Kowalski. And now may the blessings of life be upon us and upon this congregation. May the memories we gather here give us hope for the future. May the love that we share bring strength and joy to our hearts. And the peace of this community be with us until we meet again. Go forth in love, go forth in peace. May it be so.